had a roommate. Okay.
Was so, like a while ago.
Yeah, maybe like 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And it was also my sister and I work. I work in a family business, so I and my two sisters work very closely with each other. So mm-hmm. we usually have lunch together, bonding, talk about work in a more informal setting. And then we went for lunch at...
We always forget the name of the place. Remember today.
Craft Gourmet. Uh-huh. We went for lunch at Craft Gourmet, and I was back in Kene when I guess she walked in with whoever she was with at the time. She was having a business meeting. And my sister is like, that was my godmother's daughter. I said, which of your godmother? She said, Antina. And I said, where is she? I turned around and I saw Kene. I said, Omo, she's a babo. Oh, she's a babo.
I'm screaming.
So I left. I asked my sisters, do you think I should go and try and talk to her? Because she was with someone, but I didn't know what they were doing, whether it was, you know, a friend, boyfriend, whatever he was to her at the time. But, you know, my sister said, look, just behave yourself. You can be annoying. Just free her, let her have her thing. And then later you can talk to her.
Yeah.
So afterwards, I asked my sister to help me DM her because they follow each other. And my sister said, no, I reached out to another friend. And that person DM'd Kenny on my behalf. Omo. And then she gave me the green light, like, yeah, you can message her now.
Can you say that again?
So I DM'd.
I just DM'd on my behalf. So
I DM'd a friend, because obviously when you don't follow someone, if you message the person might not see the message. Mm. DM'd her and I said, please help me tell her that I'm trying to, you know, get her attention.
Okay. This was on Instagram.
Yeah, it was on Instagram. So the friend helped me. And then she's like, yeah, you have the green light, you can message Kenneth. So I thought everything was good, easy. I was like, oh, hey, girl, how are you doing? I saw you. She was like, please, next time, come directly to me. If you cannot come direct, free me.
I love it.
that was my first interaction with Kenneth. So I'm like, do you know what? Like, you know, I was a bit shy. Just give me your number. Let's talk.
Yeah, the message didn't mind him. The message he sent me was very, as if one office person is messaging me and they are so shy. I was like, okay. And of course, he was polite. I feel that's why I was like, he wasn't trying to be like, oh, I'm a cool guy messaging. It was very, hi, my name is Days, very structured.
Oh, I used family to enter. I said, my dad knows your dad and my mom knows your... In fact, we went to the same primary school, but you were too young to remember. I was trying every single thing I knew. And then, yeah, that's how we officially met. But then a month later, she had blocked me, man.
Why?
She asked me a question. She said, are you self-aware? And what does self-aware mean?
I don't even know.
I'm an Igbo guy from a very, very Igbo background. I said, which one is self-aware? This one comes from a family of professor. Which one is self-aware? So I failed the question. And after that day, she blocked me.
Really? How long did this block? Why did you block him? The answer wasn't what you wanted to hear.
I mean, why did I even block him? I think there were multiple reasons why I blocked him.
I was going to say it can't be just that.
No, I think there were more. So, one, I feel obviously our families knew each other, you know, mm-hmm. way before, even though we never met. Mm-hmm. You know, like, our families are very intertwined, and I'm kind of very careful mm-hmm. when, like, someone knows my family or our families have ties.
Yeah.
You know, I'm always very, hold up. You know, I need to assess you very well, mm-hmm. you know, because I feel automatically sometimes maybe they have an impression of me, you know, mm-hmm. and I'm very just careful. You know, I would prefer to meet someone who completely doesn't know anything about me. In fact, you know, very, very, you know, brand new and stuff. So I think that was one thing that just made me be like, okay, hold on one second. And then obviously, secondly, I felt like we were on two wavelengths, you know, like for me also then I was just... chilling.
How long was this?
This was like 3 years ago. Okay. Yeah, like 3 years ago. So I was just chilling. He was chilling. I just felt like there was nothing substantial happening. Mm. You know, apart from the fact that a lot of the times when I guess we spoke, it was always business related because then I was trying to start my business and stuff. So he was very helpful with that. And also I'll just text him, okay, I'm trying to do this. He'll be like, okay, what do you need help with?
Yeah.
But I didn't really feel any spark.
There was no spark.
There was nothing. Like, it was just...
No instance.
There was no instance. Please, what's the theory?
So, I think... I might be wrong. But most of the time, if you block someone, it's because of the fear of falling for them.
Ha! Please don't write this one.
No, it's true. I can agree.
If it's what you just said now about there was no spark, you can just move on.
Yeah.
But blocking means, before this thing goes
too
far. No,
so he was coming on with a lot of energy. You know, like, Ugo is a very energetic.
Or you were just not ready for anything serious?
One, I wasn't ready for anything serious. Two, I was just... There was just so much happening, and it was just very...
Like, I was all over the place at the time, and I think she could read through that as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's why I said it took a month before... Because we met up maybe 3 or 4 times before initially... And before eventually she was like, yeah. She said it in a very, very strange way. You don't know where you're going to right now. When you know where you're going to, maybe...
She's a strict babe.
I
like your strict babe. I'm just a straightforward person.
Very straightforward, like, man. Very, very straightforward. You
know? And me, I don't like... I like to know what's happening. And I like my life in a certain way. So I feel like if I meet someone and there's just a lot happening, you are coming with this energy, but like also my instincts, I have very strong instincts. So If I meet someone, I can automatically assess you. And like, without you saying much, I already know
where to place
you. And for me, then I felt he was someone I would run to for help with something. Yeah. Like if I need work, lots of work stuff. Like if I need, I'm trying to do this thing. Do you know this person? He knows. He knows everybody.
Can I unblock me?
I won't block him.
I need this.
That means you're already in love. Like, you didn't know.
I'll tell her, and then she'll block me immediately. I've given her the solution to what she wants.
And you still kept answering.
Because after he gives me the solution, next thing is like, do you want to meet? I don't even want to hear that one.
Why did he keep answering?
Why did he keep answering?
It was difficult to say no to someone that had done nothing wrong to you. The only thing she did was express how she genuinely felt. And
did you ever ask her why did you block me? Okay, you said it was the question thing.
The question thing is what I felt it was, but then afterwards she gave me a bunch of other things like what she just said, direction, no spark, no you're taking me here, let's go, you know, sort of thing. And like I said, I was all over the place at the time, you know.
Yeah.
And I think she saw through all of that. But then she unblocked me, maybe like 4 times this happened. Guy, do you know this? I'm like, yeah, I know. Okay, Kennedy is the person's contact. I've already spoken to the person on your behalf. Okay, do you want to go for drinks? One tick. I'll click on the DP. No DP. So it was just happening and happening until 2 years ago.
How long did this blocking last for?
Do you know the funny thing? Remember when we saw at a wedding?
She came with her parents.
I went to a wedding and I came with my parents. And by then, obviously, I'd blocked him and I wasn't talking to him and stuff. Because there was nothing to say, you know, like, I don't just keep people around me for vibes. Like, if I'm keeping someone, I know why they're there. I know what role they're playing in my life. Do you get what I mean? I don't just keep high and buys or just... So I saw him at an event and then he came to come and talk to me. I just acted like I didn't know him.
Are you serious?
In front of her dad, her mom, my dad, my mom. I'm like, hi, Kenna.
I don't even know.
I moved closer, like, hello. She just turned her face to the...
This was how long after your first conversation?
Like 6-7 months.
Yeah, I think like 6-7 months.
So me, I just turned around and her dad be having his bodyguards around him. So the way they're already looking at me, I just turned around and I went to my own direction. And, you know, I'm like, yeah, clearly she doesn't ever want to talk to me. So I kept my distance. And then, you know, about 2 years ago, towards the ending of the year, after a Sunday meeting with my family, I told my mom, I'm like, mommy, there's this girl I really like. She's like, my son, sit down. They love it. Who is she? Where is she from? I said, mommy's auntie Nena's. Hey, let's go. I said, mom, but we cannot go. She said, I said, she blocked me. So let me give you her mom's number.
But you went to her mom?